Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say they were perfectly normal, thank you very much. They were the last people you'd expect to be involved in anything strange or mysterious, because they just didn't hold with such nonsense. That's how the adventure begins in The Philosopher's Stone, published more than 20 years ago. Hello, I'm Richard Walker, and I've been guiding walks for London Walks for about 14 years. For 10 of those years, I've been lucky enough to lead walks that focus on the magical world of Harry Potter. To celebrate the end of our lockdown, I've put together the ultimate Harry Potter walk, and I hope that you'll join me on it. A tale of two cities, the City of Westminster and the City of London. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was first published in Great Britain on the 26th of June 1997. It won many prestigious literary awards and gathered an army of enthralled readers. Then, 3 days after its UK publication, Arthur A. Levine, editorial director of Scholastic, bid $100,000 at an auction in New York for the right to publish it in the USA, more than he paid for any previous book. And so, in September 1998, the US edition was first published, under a title that Scholastic believed would have a more immediate appeal to children in the USA, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And that was just the beginning. The seven books became the most successful book series ever. The last four books consecutively broke records as the fastest selling books of all time. The seventh and final of the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, sold 15 million copies worldwide in just 24 hours. Nothing in literary history comes close. And then there are the eight films, packed with some of the best of Britain's acting talent. Richard Harris, Maggie Smith, Alan Rickman, Helena Bonham Carter, Michael Gambon, Miranda Richardson, Imelda Staunton, David Bradley. A long list. And of course, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, and Daniel Radcliffe. And to crown it all, there are the locations that were filmed in the great and ancient metropolis of London. So meet me at the heart of London's West End, Piccadilly Circus, and let me take you on the ultimate Harry Potter walk. And if you've got friends who've never read a Harry Potter book, possibly only ever seen one movie and slept through the second half, well, bring them along, because this isn't only the ultimate Harry Potter walk, it's the ultimate London walk as well. We explore the City of Westminster from the alleyways of Charles Dickens that inspired Diagon Alley and Nocturne Alley, through Whitehall, seeking out the entrances to the Ministry of Magic, Downing Street, Westminster Abbey, the Houses of Parliament, and the Tower of Big Ben, and pass through where Arthur Weasley got confused by a ticket barrier. We'll even get an altogether different view of this great city from a sleek Thames clipper. Yes, we'll sail along the river to get a view of that bridge where the night bus squeezed between two London buses. See where the Gringotts dragon flew, where the Death Eaters destroyed a bridge. St. Paul's Cathedral, the Tate Modern, and the magical Globe Theatre. Visit the oldest and busiest food market in London and see where the night bus called in at the Leahy Cauldron. Then cross London Bridge to explore beautiful Leadenhall Market, where you can walk in the footsteps of Hagrid and Harry and see the Leahy Cauldron that was chosen for the very first Harry Potter film. I really hope you'll join me on this great big Harry Potter walk to celebrate the magic of great storytelling, the wonderful creation that began life inside the head of a very gifted young woman as she sat on a train travelling from Manchester to London in 1990. A tale that has become a classic for children and adults alike. Books that really do lend proof to the wisdom of Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore when he said, "Words, Harry, are, in my not so humble opinion, our most inexhaustible source of magic." It's all of that that makes Harry Potter so special to so many. Our tour will end in the very heart of the one square mile that is the City of London, close to where the night bus went for a spin, and near to a bank that has huge bronze doors and endless vaults underground. Enter, stranger, but take heed of what awaits the sin of greed. For those who take but do not earn must pay most dearly in their turn. So if you seek beneath our floors a treasure that was never yours, thief, you have been warned. Beware of finding more than treasure there. Yes, we end at the ancient old lady of Threadneedle Street, the Bank of England, surely the model for Gringotts Bank. I'm Richard Walker, and I look forward to meeting you on my ultimate Harry Potter walk when isolating is no longer necessary. Thank you for listening.